The Barracuda is back. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. She began with a little small talk.
Nice to meet you. Hey, can I call you Joe?
Of course, it wasn't until near the end that she actually did call him Joe.
I say it ain't so, Joe. There you go again, pointing backwards again, though. You prefaced your whole comment with the Bush administration. Now, doggone it, let's look ahead and tell Americans what we have.
Ronald Reagan meets the Arctic Circle. Poor Joe never had a chance. He focused on his mission, not to come off as the patronizing male, and found himself dodging a barrage of betches and darn rights and bless your hearts and shout-outs. Going in, the question was, would Sarah Palin survive this debate? Coming out, Democrats were secretly saying, thank goodness there's only one. I will say that there still might be a lingering gravitas question. I've never heard nuclear war described in quite this way.
Nuclear weaponry, of course, would be the be-all, end-all of just too many people and too many parts of our planet, so those dangerous regimes, again, cannot be allowed to acquire nuclear weapons.
Darn right you can't have nukes, Mr. Ahmadinejad, bless your insane little heart. But these are just quibbles. The Katie Couric train wreck is history. And so is the concern that Gwen Ifill, author of a book about black politics, would somehow embarrass Sarah Palin. Because in a 90-minute debate that talked about bailouts, carbon caps, tax policy, one question was never asked. What makes you ready to step into the job of the most powerful person on Earth? Well, you know, you can't cover everything. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.